This is Fresh Air. Cleo is a new Netflix series from Germany set in the late 1980s during the collapse of communism. It tells the story of an assassin from East Germany, a young woman who gets enmeshed in a web of lies and betrayal. Our critic at large, John Power, says that while the show would be better if played less broadly, it's filled with surprises that keep you watching. Here's John.
Stories about vengeful women are nothing new. Just ask Medea. Yet the new millennium has seen a boom in tales of heroines, or anti-heroines, violently righting wrongs. Whether it's Beatrix Kiddo in Kill Bill, the girl with the dragon tattoo, or Arya Stark in Game of Thrones, today's pop culture finds a special frisson in badass women who get revenge. We find the latest example in Netflix's thriller Cleo, spelled with a K, a cheerfully murderous German series that will make you think of Killing Eve. Here's why. Its heroine, Cleo, is a cocky female assassin who wears wigs, struts around in disguises, and knocks people off to the accompaniment of pop songs. Set shortly before and after the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, her story equally recalls Tarantino movies like Inglourious Basterds and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that fool around with historical facts. It puts a playful spin on the end of communism. The year is 1987, and Jella Haase is Cleo, the granddaughter of an East German bigshot who works as a crack assassin for the secret police, the Stasi. She does her job with great skill and panache. But after completing a successful hit at the Big Eden nightclub in West Berlin, she's falsely charged with treason and sentenced to life in prison. Then history saves her. When the wall comes down, Cleo is set free. Naturally, she sets about discovering who betrayed her and making them pay. As in Killing Eve, Cleo has a pursuer with whom she forms a bond. In this case, he's a man named Sven. That's Dimitri Schad, a shaggy West Berlin cop who nobody takes seriously. Sven had been present at the Big Eden murder and has been obsessed with tracking her down ever since. But it's a dangerous business, for her investigations threaten some exceedingly powerful people, including actual historical figures like Erich Mielke, head of the Stasi. As Cleo zips from Germany to Mallorca to Chile in search of her betrayers, she and Sven are surrounded by assassins, double agents, false friends, a few random goofballs, and a mysterious West German spy of Chinese origin who quotes Sun Tzu and may be the smartest person in the whole show. Cleo's story is juicy enough that I'd like to tell you that the series is a knockout, like Killing Eve. But the show is, alas, uneven. The Germans aren't exactly known for their light touch, and their show often goes awry when it labors to make Cleo a fun killer, like Villanelle, or serves up the failed quirkiness of a side character who claims to be from the planet Sirius. If Killing Eve was a souffle, Cleo is a dumpling, but a tasty one. I gobbled down all 8 episodes in 2 days. This is partly because its lead actors are excellent. With hints of both Elizabeth Moss and Florence Pugh, Haase drives the series with a spiky star turn that makes us feel the deep sense of loss eating away the core of Cleo's lethal bravado. As Sven, Schad starts out so annoying that I wanted to smack him. Yet by the end, I realized that his performance was nicely modulated to gradually win over both Cleo and us. One of the real pleasures here is the sense of period detail. There are lots of bouncy 80 German pop songs, and the show has fun capturing the contrast between the West Germans, smug in their material success, and dutiful East Germans, still bound to a communist system they can't quite accept as doomed. Cleo spends several episodes chasing a red suitcase that she feels sure will provide the key to why her superior sold her out. When it's finally opened, well, a cynic would laugh with delight at what it suggests about the Cold War. Now, with stories like this, the question always is, will the hero get the satisfaction of happily offing all the baddies? You know, like John Wick. Or will they come to discover that vengeance isn't the answer? I won't spoil things by telling you what Cleo decides, but I can say that she doesn't think that revenge is a dish that's better served cold.
John Powers reviewed the Netflix series Cleo. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you've missed, like my conversation with former Republican political operative Tim Miller or with Palestinian-American comedian Mo Ammer, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews.